Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
You're listening to The Spectrum with Bob Ivory and Ivory Coast Media Production.
So much for tuning into The Spectrum with Bob Ivory in this final week of February. It certainly has lived up to its reputation as being the coldest month of the year. Thankfully, this week things are beginning to thaw and allow people like me to think about something other than how unbelievably cold it is, especially in states where snow and cold are practically unheard of. As we end this month of the celebration of the history of black people in America, I thought it would be nice to present a kind of verbal montage of the history and voices of those who have made outstanding contributions to our civic discourse, way of life, and how we experience and express ourselves within this intriguing life. Our journey is one that is steeped in unfathomable cruelty, pain and struggle inflicted upon us. And it is also generously peppered and marinated with magnificent feats of athletic victories, remarkable social activism, and sensational cinematic mastery. With that being said, I present famous voices from the past, both living and transitioned. Those whose impact that can never be erased, like Ruby Dee, Reverend L. Sharpton, Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, and more. Before I present these great voices of the past, I encourage you to check out the book, Black History 365, an inclusive account of American history. It is rich with rarely seen artifacts of our culture, and amazingly interactive. They use things like QR codes to take you to other places on the journey. As you journey and as you read the book, these interactive experiences will blow your mind. You have to see it to believe it. Go to bh365.org to get your copy. That's bh365.org to get your copy. Please enjoy and reflect. On February 1st, 1965, Ruby Dee was the first African-American actress to play a major role at the American Shakespeare Festival in Stratford, Connecticut. Ruby was born in Cleveland, Ohio, and was raised in Harlem, where she eventually built a legendary career on Broadway. She once said, "God make me so uncomfortable that I will do the very thing I fear." Dee's statement can be best described as a believer's cry of confidence and is reflected in Psalm 16:8. "I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved." It is that same cry of confidence that catapulted Dee and her late husband of 56 years, Ossie Davis, into becoming civil rights activists as well as artistic performers. In fact, their tireless work as civil rights activists resulted in her recognition for a Lifetime Achievement Freedom Award by the National Civil Rights Museum alongside her husband. The actress, whose Oscar-nominated and Emmy Award-winning career spanned over seven decades, told AP in 2001, "I think you mustn't tell your body. You mustn't tell your soul. I'm going to retire." You may be changing your life emphasis, but there's still things that you have in mind to do that now seems the right time to do. I really don't believe in retiring as long as you have breath. Ruby Dee, we thank you and Ozzie Davis for your tireless work as artists and civil rights activists. Garrett Augustus Morgan, born March 4th, 1877, died August 27th, 1963. He was an African-American inventor and businessman. He was the first person to patent a traffic signal. He also developed the gas mask and many other inventions. Morgan used his gas mask, patent number 10909361914, to rescue miners who were trapped underground in a noxious mine. Soon after, Morgan was asked to produce gas masks for the U.S. Army. Next up, Dr. Benjamin Carson. He has written over 90 neurosurgical publications. He has been awarded 24 honorary degrees and numerous national citations of merit. Carson has written 3 best-selling books, Gifted Hands, Think Big, and The Big Picture. Currently, Benjamin Carson serves as the Director of Pediatric Neurosurgery at the Johns Hopkins Hospital. In 1987, he gained worldwide recognition as the principal surgeon in the 22-hour separation of the Bender-Siamese twins from Germany. And finally for today, Dr. Macy Jamison. Her field is astronomy and engineering. Jamison is best known as the first black woman astronaut. However, she is also active in melding together hard and soft sciences. She's a teacher and science education advocate. In 2009, Dr. Jamison was part of a speaker series for Women's History Month in Washington, D.C., formed by First Lady Michelle Obama to promote women's accomplishments.
Hate the texture of your hair. Who taught you to hate the color of your skin to such extent that you bleach to get like the white man? Who taught you to hate the shape of your nose and the shape of your lips? Who taught you to hate yourself from the top of your head to the soles of your feet? Who taught you to hate your own kind? Who taught you to hate the race that you belong to? So much so that you don't want to be around each other. No, before you come asking Mr. Muhammad, does he teach hate? Self, who taught you to hate being what God gave you? The most disrespected person in America is the black woman. The most unprotected person in America is the black woman. The most neglected person in America is the black woman. And as Muslims, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us to respect our women and to protect our women.
I come here tonight and plead with you. Believe in yourself and believe that you're somebody. As I said to the group last night, nobody else can do this for us. No document can do this for us. No Lincolnian proclamation can do this. Lincolnian or Johnsonian civil rights bill can do this for us. If the Negro is to be free, he must move down into the inner resources of his own soul and sign with the pen and ink of self-assertive manhood his own emancipation proclamation. Don't let anybody take your manhood. Be proud of our heritage. As somebody said earlier tonight, we don't have anything to be ashamed of.
An earthquake and a hurricane may have delayed this day, but this is a day that would not be denied. For this day, we celebrate Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s return to the National Mall. But this memorial is not for him alone. The movement of which he was a part depended on an entire generation of leaders. Many are here today, and for their service and their sacrifice, we owe them our everlasting gratitude.
I think is an astounding young brother because of his youth. He's only 19 years old, and he's accomplished a lot, and he's here to make a presentation to James Brown, and we'd like to welcome him warmly. His name is Al Sharpton. How about it for Al Sharpton? Al is the national director of the National Youth Movement Incorporated. Right, Al?
That's right.
And what do we have here?
Well, we come to break tradition. We know that in the recording industry that they give a gold record to those that achieve a million seller. But we view your million seller payback as a black record because it is relevant and says many of the things that young blacks have tried to say and could not musically express in our own little way. And we feel the payback is sort of like the theme song of Young Black America in 1974. Yeah.
It seems to me that as the Republicans continue to do absolutely nothing, the president, the only one out there in our politics pushing a real jobs plan, that is as good a dynamic as the president could ask for in re-election terms. Bad for the country, bad for policy. But in re-election terms, the president seems to have the real advantage here.
No, there's no question about it. It's the old put a clean glass next to a dirty glass. When you look at the fact that the president's bill would have produced 1.9 million jobs, and he comes back and says, well, let's even vote for it in parts. And then the Republican candidates come with gimmicks, tricks, or how do we reward the rich, including this 999, which would only put an additional tax burden on the people that are already overburdened. So in that political landscape, the president clearly is the one ahead in terms of having a plan. Who are the losers are the American people, because in the name of partisan politics, they're blocking the president and they have no plan of their own. There's not competing plans. There's a plan versus no plan. In that light, the people must speak, which is why Occupy Wall Street is right, which is why the March Tomorrow is right. We're going to be announcing 25 cities we're moving in after tomorrow simultaneously. Tomorrow is the beginning, not the end, of the civil rights and labor community fighting back. All over the world today, people are gathered in love vigils to celebrate the life of a man that taught the world how to love. People may be wondering why there's such an emotional outburst, but you would have to understand the journey of Michael to understand what he meant to all of us. For these that sit here as the Jackson family, a mother and father with nine children, that rose from a working class family in Gary, Indiana. They had nothing but a dream. No one believed in those days that these kind of dreams could come true. But they kept on believing, and Michael never let the world turn him around from his dreams. As you climb up steep mountains, sometimes you scar your knee. Sometimes you break your skin. But don't focus on the scars. Focus on the journey. Michael Beter, Michael rose to the top. He outsang his cynics. He outdanced his doubters. He outperformed the pessimists. Every time he got knocked down, he got back up. Every time you counted him out, he came back in. Michael never stopped. Michael never stopped. Michael never stopped.
Understand that the responsibility to share our rich heritage with our young lies not with Hollywood. It lies not with the school system. it lies not with the church or even the clergy. It is important that these entities participate, but the responsibility to share our heritage with our young lies with the first leaders children ever meet, their parents.
My people!
Yeah.
The foundation of the United States rests on the sweat of my people. Every enemy of the USA has had to face my people on the front line.
People, my people are dying, and we see it all the time. Don't know where our future would be if he's not here. How do we stay strong and save us from us?
There's a greater master plan. We need to know our history. We were kings and queens.
They didn't talk a fight, they fought the fight. They didn't show up at funerals, they showed up on the picket line and the march line and the jailhouse.
Today, as a candidate for the Democratic nomination for the presidency of the United States of America.
Like stones of remembrance, we mark the path of our past. To celebrate our joy, to remember our pain, for to forget either is to become as the stones themselves. We celebrate not merely the fact that our skin is black, because long before anyone else considered it, we have carried the beauty, boldness, and brilliance that has been given to the coveted blackness. Like dark matter that enfolds the universe, the power of black heritage must be honored and protected, as men with and without black skin would harness that power for their own ends while leaving the source bound, gagged, and exploited in the end. We celebrate strength and impeccable character in the face of beasts and dragons bent and totally committed
to our extinction as we refuse to remain in a bowed posture to those who would violently extract the treasures hidden in our dark earthen vessels. More than celebrate, we recollect and recollect that which has been stolen. We must not forget that we hail from a land referred to by many as the cradle of civilization, Africa. Hence, father and mother to humanity. You got to train the babies while in the cradle. If you don't, they'll forget where they came from and become ungrateful. Man's capacity for ungrateful behavior knows no ends. When a man is ungrateful, he will be unthankful. If he is unthankful, he will take what isn't his, then plunder and pillage without mercy. We must recollect and recollect. We must not forget that we were made to stand on wooden blocks to be sold like livestock, while those who came from us looked at us with indifference and sneers. The only delight to be found in their eyes were those who looked with covetous intent as to how they would benefit. What happens to a child stripped from his mother's arms? What happens in the mind of a girl who sees her father chained and beat like a beast? To the wife who is raped before her husband's eyes while he stands powerless to intervene? To the father who watches as all that he holds dear completely disappears. Who would do this? And why? Why, you ask? We are beyond why. We are at ride or die. Who is for owls? We've got bigger fish to fry. We've got to tell the youngins that that's neither where the story ends or begins. We've got to make sure their eyes are pointed north and their pants don't droop south of the crack of humanity. With all the injustice and inhumanity we have endured, we can't stop there. Yes, they beat us and hanged us so we became as strange fruit, but we can't stop there. Yes, they tried to strip us of our transcendent dignity by taking away our names and scattering our families, but we can't stop there. Why? Because truth crushed to earth will rise again. Why? Because we've got to protect our families by any means necessary. Why? Because if we behave like crawfish in a bucket, we can never truly advance. Why? Because we are the dream and the hope of the slave. Why? Because the dream deferred dries up like a raisin in the sun. We must recollect and recollect. We must never forget that the dignity that lies within and under our black skin was given by God and can never be stripped by man unless we surrender it. We must never forget that we were made black on purpose.
To me on Instagram at Bobby Ray Ivory Jr. as well as Facebook, Bobby Ray Ivory Jr. on Facebook. Thank you so much for joining me. Have an absolutely fantastic day. And you know I mean that. Be well, my friends, and channel for now.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.